While she does that, I think my family needs to see Ben. He should be in the recovery room now. It ought to be safe to bring them in. Let's go check on him, but one at a time. Who first? There's only one answer. His twin sister has to be the one. Stephanie, come on. Are you ready? She takes a deep breath. Then she walks over and clutches my hand, something she hasn't done voluntarily since grade school. I lead her through the door, down the hall, to her brother's room. He doesn't look good, honey, so don't, please, don't be surprised. Don't be... You know what I'm saying, right? She just squeezes my hand and takes a deep breath as we walk through the door. But I'm the one who stops in my tracks, who gasps in horror at the sight. She drops my hand, goes right to his bedside, leaving me in the doorway to stare at the little boy with the mask and the IV and all the monitors swallowed up in the giant bed. In all my years of practice, none of my patients, not even the youngest children, ever looked as small as Ben does right now. Not to me, anyway. But this is what their parents saw, and I've never felt as helpless as I do at this moment. Now I know. Now I get it. This is how they felt when they brought their sons and daughters to me at Children's Hospital, and they didn't know if they'd ever bring them back home. Stephanie's words break me out of my thoughts. I know you can hear me, Ben. I'm only going to say this once, so you better be listening. I'll make you a deal. You wake up, and I'll give you my new iPhone. Denise said your phone got lost. You're so careless with your stuff sometimes. Her voice begins to break, but she soldiers on. But you need a phone. And you know how Mom is. She won't pay to have it FedExed. You'll have to wait a week. But I love you, you dummy. I don't want you to go without it. And I haven't even put all my apps back on it yet, so it's clean. I can see her fighting back tears. Her whole body is shaking with the effort, and yet she keeps talking. So, that's a deal. A brand new iPhone. All you have to do is open your eyes and be the same pain in the ass you've always been, okay? Please, Ben, just wake up, please. Now her tears do come, and when I go to comfort her, to hug her, so do mine.